On today's program, we hear from the Finance Minister about the government's efforts at public sector transformation and plans for banking reform and increasing financial inclusion. I'm Anthony Morgan, and this is Budget Watch. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says plans are being made to establish a micro-stock exchange targeting small and informal businesses. This initiative, he says, is part of the government's wider efforts to increase financial inclusion.
Now I'm exploring it with a view of bringing it to the Prime Minister and the Cabinet to consider it. The Stock Exchange of Jamaica is now looking, and they are actively looking at what you call the nano market, globally known as the nano market. What's the nano market? It's a micro stock exchange.
He adds that the micro stock exchange will target businesses valued between $5 and $50 million. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the Development Bank of Jamaica and the Exim Bank are to step up their efforts to provide micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, with financial services not available to them from traditional financial institutions. This includes assistance with single-digit interest rates, venture capital, factoring and leasing. Both entities will also expand their assistance to small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, to meet the collateral requirements of commercial banks.
The actions supported by the fiscal year budget we are now debating, like the DBJ initiatives, are designed to encourage our informal businesses to seek partners instead of accomplices. The DBJ assistance program is designed to encourage informal businesses to join the formal sector and to help make their projects more financially viable.
As the high bank fees debate continues, Minister Shaw says the government is also committed to making the process of switching deposit accounts between banks easy and hassle-free. He says facilitating this process will help to increase competition among banks, which will in turn lower fees and charges to customers.
It is not beyond us to envision bank customers being able to sign a single form, paper or electronic, authorizing the new bank of their choice to execute the related processing work on your behalf without a need to repeat the Know Your Customer process, having already completed it at the bank from which you are switching.
He adds that discussions are already taking place with officials at the Bank of Jamaica to formulate the principles and standards to govern bank switching. Such regulations, he says, will ensure the integrity of the financial system is not diminished. He also notes that the government is committed to implementing a time-bound action plan to stop the predatory charges and fees by financial institutions.
This plan will include a review of the Banking Services Act, the entrenchment of the Bank of Jamaica Code of Conduct for deposit-taking institutions, which was introduced in September of last year, and the formal establishment of a financial consumer protection entity, either as a separate agency or as a division of the Consumer Affairs Commission.
And according to the minister, approximately 800 persons have applied for the government's Special Early Retirement Program, SERP. SERP sought to incentivize specific categories of government workers aged 50 to 59 years to take up early retirement. Special incentives under the program include 2 weeks' salary for each year of service up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment in lieu of accumulated vacation leave.
It is understandable that some may be distracted from the long-term transformation strategy by the short-term work to reduce the cost of financing the public sector. It is about structural changes to the public sector that make it more efficient, reduces the bite it takes out of the budget. This will create more space for Jamaica to invest in becoming more efficient and more competitive.
SERP is part of the government's public sector transformation program aimed at making the public sector more efficient and productive. That was Budget Watch. Join me next week when I'll have highlights from the Prime Minister's budget presentation. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.